Hi, everyone. I am Johnny Cruz, and this is the Ugly Brown Boy podcast. You can catch this on all podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You and I for a lifetime of us. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you joining me again. So for this episode, I kind of want to elaborate a little bit on last week's episode where I talked about my preference in sharing my age and the reasons I do not. And if you recall from last episode, it has to do with people's judgment and their reaction. Because, to be honest with you, I don't look my age. I look much, much younger than I actually am. And I'm really proud of that. And I just don't want to be the circus freak show in the room and have that be any kind of focus of conversation or deterrent from getting to know me for who I am versus how old I am and what those expectations come with. One of the things that has always irritated me when it comes to judgment about age, or ageism, I guess you could call it, is when people say things like, dress your age, or at your age, you should know better than that. And I just find it to be really condescending, and I know it has nothing to do with me. It is the other person and the baggage that they're carrying with them. But I would rather not hear those things directed at me. So in order to avoid being characterized as old or being pegged or stereotyped as something that I'm not, something that they are trying to project on me, I'd rather just take it out of the equation, and that's my choice. I think there is so much judgment and condescension and it's frustrating to hear those things. And what does that even mean, dress your age? Like, am I supposed to, like, be in a sweater set now and, you know, sit in a rocking chair? Like, what do you want from me? So, again, I leave it to your imagination and you can think I'm as young as you want me to be. You can think I'm as old as you want me to be. And it has nothing to do with me, but I won't be part of that game. That's all. One of the things, though, that has been popping up recently, and it's a term that Bevy Smith coined years ago when she was on her show Fashion Queens is it gets greater later. Meaning, as you get older, things just get better. Like, things just start falling into place. You also don't care as much about all the bullshit. You are able to let things roll off your back more easily. And I think that's something that when I was younger, I was not able to do. And I took things really seriously, and I took myself really seriously. And it was a deterrent to a lot of things, a deterrent to my success. And that term, it gets greater later, is just such wonderful encouragement to those of us who have lived our lives and have spent a lot of time on this earth around people experiencing what we've experienced, and we have incredible things to show for it in our character, in our personalities, in the way we do things and the way we carry ourselves. So that's why I always redirect the conversation. And I believe what Bevy Smith said, and I hear more and more people using her quote when it comes to talking about their age. I was watching Leslie Jones on TV the other day. She's fucking hysterical. But one of the things she talked about was how old she was when she joined the cast of Saturday Night Live, and how everything really has skyrocketed for her since then. And she's a perfect example of it gets greater later. Morgan Freeman has been a quintessential example of that term and how he discovered fame in his craft, in his career, at a much, much, much later age. And now he is an actor and the voice of so much that we have watched and listened to in this generation. And with everything that is coming up for me with this podcast, with the Poochie Crunch podcast, with the opening of Bookburn Cafe and Social, there are so many things that I feel I have the ability and the courage to accomplish now that I may not have had when I was younger. Maybe I did have what it took, but I certainly did not have the wherewithal and the courage to pave my way as I do now. Of course, I'm still scared shitless, but I'm excited about what's to come, and I'm excited about not just writing a new chapter, but starting to write a new book. These are big things that are happening for me later in my life that are not chapters. They're enormous. And doing podcasts, opening up a business, and starting what I think is going to be a revolution, especially in these crazy political times, in this insanity that we're living through in this country right now, I'm excited to really push through with something that I think is kind of groundbreaking in this business and in our society and in my community. Having a cafe focused on DEI and amplifying voices and marginalized people, being able to give myself and other people like me a platform, even in the smallest way in this cafe, is something meaningful that I have been searching for, I guess, my entire adult life. The danger with calling somebody old or calling yourself old is that you start to give up and you start to think that there's not enough time left, and you start to believe that you don't have enough energy left in you, enough life left in you, to do something new and to do something productive and to do something exciting. I know people who, once they reach a certain age, they give up and they think that being old is the end of everything. And the beginning of being dependent on other people. Like, age should not take away your independence. Age should not take away your ability to see productivity and excitement in your future. One of my mantras is, my body is constantly renewing itself. And I took that when I was younger from one of Deepak Chopra's books, Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. And when I read that phrase that he wrote in his book, I adopted it. And I decided that my body is constantly renewing itself. My face, my joints, my skin, my hair, my eyes, my voice, everything. My body is constantly renewing itself. And just the idea, that metaphysical idea of that, and realizing and accepting that the same way that the earth regenerates itself, the same way that the universe regenerates itself, is the same way your body regenerates itself. And the idea of that and knowing that just makes me feel like I can continue to do anything. And I want to allow myself the opportunity to do that for myself. Years after I adopted the mantra, my body is constantly renewing itself, I challenged that mantra by repeating over and over again and modifying it by saying, my body is aging in reverse. And if you know me, you will understand that it works. I believe it works. I believe that I, as a creator, can make things happen for myself by changing the way I speak, changing the way I speak to myself. And what so many of us don't realize is that we are all creators. We can create drama. We can create distress. We can create anxiety. And we can also create peace. We can create joy and happiness. We can create tranquility. For all the crazy things that we can create, we can also create very important, calming things, regenerative things. And the sooner you learn to speak to yourself kindly, the sooner you learn to change your vocabulary and the way you speak to yourself, the better I believe your life will become. So many people that I have met in my life, young people, will say, as soon as they come home from the gym, or if they are sick, or if they're tired, the phrase that they repeat over and over and over again is, I'm getting so old. I'm getting old. And they repeat that and repeat that and repeat that. And soon enough, their body starts to break down and they start becoming old. It's the same thing when they are sick. They just keep repeating, I'm so sick. Oh my God, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. And nothing changes because you're telling your body, you're telling yourself that you're sick, so you're going to stay sick. Changing your vocabulary and changing the way you speak to yourself can change your life. When I was younger, I was told on a regular basis, on a daily basis even, that I was worthless, and that I was a bum, and that I was a piece of shit. And I grew up repeating those words. I grew up telling myself those same things. And when I started going to therapy and I started deconstructing all of that bullshit, I finally got to a place, I'm finally in a place where I can control that. It's not a perfect formula, but I don't sit in my sorrow and commit mistake after mistake and live in that cyclical negative energy and tell myself what a loser I am and how worthless I am. I can't do it anymore. I do sit in my depression sometimes, and it's not a perfect situation. I will slip back into old habits. But for the most part, I'm in a place where I don't treat myself like that anymore. I can't. How can I? How can you? You owe it to yourself to speak to yourself nicer. You do. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. If you're a parent, you owe it to your children to set that example for them and let them know that they are worth something. They're not worthless. And getting back to my age, I am not old. I'm older. We all get older. But I think that we just need to change our vocabulary. And we need to stop judging ourselves. We need to stop judging other people and understand that we all have our own timeline. Everybody has their own timeline to growth, their own timeline to success, their own timeline to happiness, and we have no control over anybody else's timeline, only our own. So I know that I'm going to get old someday. I am not old yet. I'll let you know when I'm old. But if you're one of those people that calls me old, that's okay. Call me what you want. But I'm not hanging around you. I'm here to support you if you're here to support me. And I believe that I have infinite health. I believe that I have an infinite amount of energy left. I believe that I have an infinite amount of life left in me. And whatever energy this is that lives within me is going to go on forever. I know my body's going to break down. I mean, yes, it's an eventuality, but so far, I think I've done a pretty good job at controlling that and slowing it down as much as I can. So, on to bigger and better adventures. And I am excited for what's to come, and I'm excited to share it all with you. I look forward to it, and I hope you are able to change your mindset as well. I'll see you next Tuesday. Beauty surpassing understanding.